produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Oh. Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Great, amazing day. What a great month that we're entering into. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father and most wise Eternal One, we thank you, Lord God, for yet another day. Yeah, Lord, we thank you for another year, Lord God, and just another day to just love someone else as we love ourselves, Lord God. Lord, continue to protect us, our families, Lord God, those that we come in contact with, those that may be incarcerated, Lord. Lord, you protect those that may be just dealing with different mental issues, Lord God, on today, Lord God. Lord, cover our youth, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. Protect our leaders, Lord God, and put a hedge of protection around them so that you will give them the right tools to lead a nation, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just who you are and what you are doing in this season, Lord God. Some may not understand it, Lord God, but you sit high and you look low, Lord God. And Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to just protect us all in a mighty way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So great day to each and every one of you. What a great, amazing day that it is. And today we're going to be talking about rejuvenation. Right? This is a season of rejuvenating, right? We've lost so much and so many things throughout these last couple of years. And what a perfect time to talk about rejuvenation, of just renewing some things, right? Renewing your mind, renewing your body, renewing your relationship with Christ. If that's something that you have strayed away from, what a perfect time of the season to definitely take the time to do so. And so when you think about rejuvenation, the first thing that comes to mind is the part of self-care, right? And self-care is something that's near and dear here at Nurture by Natasha, because what we do here is we help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle. And so if you read the book of Philippians chapter 4 and 8, it said our minds need a good cleanse every now and then. Fill it up with thoughts that are noble and right, pure and lovely, excellent and praiseworthy. And so we have to renew our minds. It really starts in the mindset of everything that we do, right? Because we can have good thoughts or we can have negative thoughts. And so you want to scrub off the impure thoughts, right? And so in the midst of dealing with self-care, definitely scrubbing off those things that are just not helping you to renew, of going into the newness of you. And so when you think of the book of Philippians, when it says renewing of our minds need a good cleansing. And so some of us, we have to be really mindful and cautious of not only things that we look at, but also of the things that we listen to in the midst. Our eyes are tunnels to our souls, and our thoughts that are noble and right, pure and lovely, excellent and praiseworthy, is what it says in the scripture. And so in the midst of really taking some time to cleanse that, right? We're human. Wouldn't you agree? We all human. And so sometimes even in the fear, the flesh aspect of even using a body scrub, we feel fresh. We feel our skin emerges and it scrubs away all over our body and it scrubs away those dead cells. And so if you didn't know anything about the body, it rejuvenates itself every 90 days. Every 90 days, you get some new skin that's on you. And so in the midst of even our outer core that even sheds, it's still some things inside of us that we need to shed as well. And so I love the book of Psalms. It says, let us take time to gently cleanse our minds and our mouths so our words and our meditation will be accepted to God. And that's Psalm chapter 19, verses 14. And once done, fill our minds up with thoughts that are noble and right and pure and loving and excellent and praiseworthy. And that's Philippians 4 and 8. And so, yes, we have to cleanse our mind. Not only just cleanse our mind, some of us can cleanse our mouths, right? And so our words and meditation is something that is really, really great, right? And hopefully when you take the time to meditate is that you'll take the time to write out your thoughts. Sometimes we keep so much stuff trapped inside of us that we got to scrub it away. We got to either write it down and cast them away, or we just need to go to the altar and pray about it. But some things, right? Let's be real. Sometimes it's okay to go and seek a professional of some things that we physically can't control, because, you know, prayer does change things, but sometimes we need to talk it out. Some people get stuck at that point in their lives where they just need a little extra help or some expert help, right? And he is an expert. Trust me, he is. He is. And so put your feet up. Put your feet up. Most of the time, many of us, we go so much, we don't want to put our feet up. That's my second point of putting your feet up, taking time to rest. Jesus rests on the seventh day. And so frantically rushing from one appointment to another can leave us burnt out. God knows how important rest is for us. And like a gentle shepherd, he invites us to lie down in the green pastures. And that's Psalm 23, chapter 23, verses 1 through 4, right? And so I love the book of Psalms. I'm telling y'all, I love the book of Psalms. And so it says, I have been so busy. It's probably the most common expression, right? So busy that many of us have gotten back into the hustle and the bustle of everything. And so even in the midst of all of that, but you know, the stressors and the frantically rushing from one appointment to another leaves us really tired and burnt out. And so, you know, sometimes you got to put some things down. God knows how important it is for us to rest. It's important. Even the shepherd rests, right? In order for him to be the best that God had put down here when he was down here for these 33 years, he had to get some rest, right? He didn't just walk the earth the whole 33 years. He had to get some rest so that he can do the work that God has sent him down here to do. And so he invited us to lie down in green pastures, to rest beside the still waters as he restores our soul. That's Psalms 23, 1 through 4. So go on. It's time to put your feet up. If you haven't taken time this year to kind of take it slow a little bit and put your feet up, definitely take some time, right? Put some time in to put your feet up. It's absolutely fine. So I wanted to come in to just to share some of these great, great nuggets. My step number 4 is refresh, right? We're talking about rejuvenation here. And so in the midst of rejuvenation, when you talk about refresh, most of people, when they think of refresh, they think of wakening up. Right? After you've rejuvenated yourself in the midst of putting your feet up, you feel really refreshed. Some of us, we don't sleep very well. Maybe you toss and turn because you haven't putting the yesterday down. You're taking it into your today. And so taking time to refresh, to cast those things away. And sometimes we lay down with those things on our pillow. We lay down with those things and bring them into our next day. And so refresh your soul, refresh your soul. Water is essential. Water is an essential to every day. Really, you should be drinking half of your body weight each and every day. I know that can be seem like it's such a much. And I know that, you know, some places, you know, the water is just not acceptable to drink. But water is essential every day, part of everyday living. And so definitely, if you can definitely get you some fresh water, boil you some water, whatever it takes to get you some water. Water is definitely an essential part of your day. Staying hydrated in God's word is something that is so important, so that you will make it like a tree. It is firmly planted by a stream of water. And so if you read the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 3, it's letting you know that water is essential and that it is planted by a stream of water. If you know anything about a tree, right, you know it has its roots, it has its trunk, and then it has its branches. And you know with those roots that go deep down in the ground, if you ever tried to uproot a tree or ever seen a tree cut down, you know that anything about a tree, that if a tree is still planted, if it's still alive or to keep alive, so to say, the roots will grow to go and find water. Find the water that's planted by a stream. And so it's firm and it's rooted in the ground. And so, you know, God plants us to be rooted in the ground. And then he has the trunk, which is the body. Many, many pieces of us make up the body, right? The body of Christ. And then you have the branches. and all of that good jazz. And so when you think about the metaphor of a tree and how it represents the body of Christ, it's super duper amazing, right? And so cold water, fresh juice, ice drink, water is essential to everyday living. Without it, we will shrivel up. So get you some water, get you a drink, something that will quench your thirst. And one thing I will say that will forever quench your thirst, even in the midst of your soul is thirsty, your mind is thirsty, is get you a drink of water. Oftentimes when you feel a little fatigue, you get some water to hydrate you, right? And so likewise, staying hydrated in God's word is just as important. Without his word, our spiritual lives would dry up. And so I'm so grateful about it that at an early age, I learned about a good friend named Jesus. And so hopefully you'll get to know him just as much as I have and stay rooted in your Bible. So it says we are to soak up his word every single day, right? Take 30 minutes, take 5 minutes to take some time to dive into your Bible. It's super important to definitely to take the time to do that, right? In the midst of what we do each and every day. Whether you're laying in bed after you say your prayers in the morning before your feet hit the floor, if you have a smartphone, then definitely take the time to read your Bible. Take the time to open your Bible and pick a parable in there to read and to get it in your heart, right? Embed the words on your heart. And so the Bible also tells us that it was like a tree that is firmly planted by the stream of water, which yields its fruit in its season and whose leaves does not wither. And so it sounds very refreshing, something that's very refreshing. And so in order to get the fruit that we bear, we gotta stay hydrated. We got to stay hydrated in the midst in order for us to pour out, in order for your pastor, your apostle, someone else that has studied the word, even when our faith is a little bit shaken and weary, we have to stay firmly rooted where our leaves don't wither in the midst. It keeps us going. It's your lifeline. It's that Wi-Fi that I always talk about that you don't see. And so hopefully you're doing just that. The next thing that I want to share is stop the comparison game. Many of us, we do that so much, right? You are uniquely and wonderfully made. Do you often find yourself playing the comparison game? Let us take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. If you look in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3-5, it tells you about that. Let us take captive of every thought and obedient to Christ. Take obedience to Christ. So instead of letting those thoughts that rule your mind, let us take captive of it. Take captive of our thoughts. And so before we know it, we are spiraling into a pit of self-doubt and self-pity, thinking that God has shortchanged us in every department. He made each and every one of us uniquely in our own way, that we all bring something to the table. Each and every one of us have a piece of the puzzle that makes us so unique. If you just turn your palms of your hands over and begin to look at the palms of your hands, just even your fingerprint is different from the next person that you look to your left, look to your right, or even someone that's in your city, in your village, or even right inside your household. We all are uniquely and wonderfully made. And so let us also take the time to remind ourselves that we are Christ's workmanship, created to do the good works he has prepared us to do. If you read the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10, it tells you all about that. Also read Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3-5. It tells us that to let us take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And so just look at yourself, and every time that you feel self-doubt, every time that you feel that you're not worthy enough, just look up. Look up in the midst, right? Stop the comparison game. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. And some things that you may not like about you, someone else is loving on it, right? And so that's a part of building that self-confidence. You have to nourish your soul. You have to speak life over yourself. That's my next tip, is nourishing your soul. Nourishing your soul is something that is super duper important, right? Choosing to nourish our souls with God's word may seem like a dull alternative when we can spend it on streaming videos. We can use it. We can spend it on other things. But however, reading daily devotionals and spending time, as I stated before, in your prayer allows you to taste and see that he is good. I'm super grateful. I love the book of Psalms. That's Psalms 34 and 8. If you read that, you will see that you, if you just taste and see that he is so good, that he is so good. He's better than the natural food that we eat on a day-to-day basis that we may eat. Even if we think that that's just, you know, not enough or something that we really want. Just know that through his grace and his visionment for all of us, is that he prepared it. He prepared it. He allowed it to come forth here on earth many, many moons ago. And so, you know, taking that time to taste and see that he is good, to write out your prayers. I challenge you to do that. Write out your prayers on a piece of paper. Ball them up. Make a prayer jar. Make a prayer envelope. Put them in a box. And keep praying for yourself and praying for your loved ones, that whatever it is that you're fighting with, whatever it is that you're dealing with in your spiritual warfare of your life, in your natural realm of your life, put it in that prayer box. Feasting on his promises allows us to fulfill, to be filled with joy and peace, abounding in hope. So it's super important. And if you read that in the book of Romans chapter 15, 13, and so filling it with peace and joy. All he asks us to do when we wake up each and every day is to be joyful and be glad in it. The songwriter said, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." And so that's all he wants us to do, right? And just know that trouble doesn't last always. His promises is to get us through the tough times. Start nourishing your soul now. It's super important to definitely to take the time to do that. Actively seek God each and every day. Let your spirit life be a fitspo for the people around you. Actively seek God in your youth. Seek him with your heart, not straying from his command. And so if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 1, you know, you got to seek him each and every day. He's not lost. Trust me, he is not lost. He is forever with us. And so leading an active lifestyle is more than just eating right, as you can see in the midst of me giving you some fruits of the spirit here, of some things that you can definitely take with you on your journey. It's having the right thinking, positive thoughts, hitting the gym and building strong muscles. That's important too, right? In the midst of if you, you know, you're looking to get that wonderful body physique, and definitely it's Heart Health Month, to get your heart and everything good. And so it's more than just your heart beating and beating through the left articles and the right articles. You know, it's much more than just loving on yourself, but it's so many aspects of that leads to the chambers of the heart. And so hopefully you'll search deep inside your heart and have a better relationship with him on this year, that you'll also take better care of yourself on this year and actively seek God in your youth, right? We all are youthful in some way, no matter how old we are. Even though God has promised us all 120 scores, listen, each and every day we have to do our best to live our best life in the temple that he gives us to be a vessel down here, right? He had 33 years. Many of us are over 33 years. Many of us know someone that didn't make it to see their 33rd birthday. But we have to keep in step with God each day, turning from evil, right? And finding ourselves transforming more and more into Christ's likeness. And so hopefully you'll definitely take the time to read that and do as his words command us to do, and read the book of Psalms. Read the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, that's a great, great book to definitely just to be in. It has so many things. And taking time to silence your social media, right? Many of us, we're on social media 40% of the day, right? Maybe it's due to working. Maybe it's due to just on there because you love the content and the things that you see on there. But when in the midst of rejuvenating you, sometimes we got to shut off those social media things as well, right? Shut those things down as well. And so hopefully these tips and tools have helped you on today, and that you'll get exploring throughout your Bible and learn about some more amazing people that are in there. And it's just amazing. It just amazes me every time that I open up my Bible. I learn more and more each day of just how great he is and how great he was back then and how he continues to pour into our lives each and every day. And so I'm super grateful about it. And hopefully these wonderful tips will help you to not only just renew you, but to refresh you and to restore you back to you again and restore you back to the soul that God has put inside of us to love him each and every day, the way God has loved him. And that, you know, we can get closer and closer to Jesus, because we'll definitely meet him one day. And taking care of yourself is something that is super essential. Even Jesus rests on his seventh day. So hopefully these self-care tips and tools will help you along the way, along with the scriptures that I have shared with you here on today. So listen, I'm grateful that you are here. And so just continue praising God and putting your best foot forward each and every day. We're human. We all fall short each and every day. But listen, if no one has told you that they love you on today, I definitely do. Take some time to follow me over on social media, over and on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha, as well as on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha as well. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune in with us. Again, my name is Natasha, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Great day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.